Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Authorities in Vietnam have given harsh prison terms to six peaceful Vietnamese human rights activists following a one-day trial on charges widely viewed by rights monitors as spurious. In a written statement, U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the United States was deeply troubled by the activists' conviction and sentencing. Renowned human rights attorney Nguyen Van Dai received the longest sentence, 15 years. The five others, Lu Thu Ha, Pham Van Troy, Nguyen Trung Thon, Nguyen Bac Thuyen, and Tru Minh Doc, received sentences ranging from 7 to 12 years. Ms. Nauert called the charges against the rights defenders vague, including the charge of activities aimed at overthrowing the People's Administration. She also noted that Vietnamese authorities held Nguyen Van Dai, who co-founded the pro-human rights network Brotherhood for Democracy, and his assistant Le Thu Ha in pretrial detention for over 2 years. As the State Department's 2016 Human Rights Report notes, Vietnam severely restricts its citizens' political rights, limits their civil liberties, including freedom of assembly, association, and expression, and fails to protect the Vietnamese people from arbitrary detention and unfair judicial procedures. The State Department also reported mistreatment of suspects during arrest and detention, including the use of lethal force and austere prison conditions. Amnesty International recently reported that Vietnam is holding at least 97 prisoners of conscience who have been robbed of their freedom for nothing but promoting human rights, many of whom are kept incommunicado in squalid conditions and routinely subjected to torture and other ill treatment. In her statement, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert emphasized that individuals have the right to the fundamental freedoms of expression, association, and peaceful assembly, both online and offline. The United States is deeply concerned by the Vietnamese government's efforts to restrict these rights through a disturbing trend of increased arrests, convictions, and harsh sentences of peaceful activists. The United States, she wrote, calls on Vietnam to release all prisoners of conscience immediately and to allow all individuals in Vietnam to express their views freely and assemble peacefully without fear of retribution. We also urge the Vietnamese government to ensure its actions and laws, including the penal code, are consistent with the human rights provisions of Vietnam's constitution and Vietnam's international obligations and commitments.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.